You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of RVA Loves Poetry. My name is Aaron, and I will be your host for this episode. Today, I will be reading Can't by Edgar A. Guest. Can't is the worst word that's written or spoken, doing more harm here than slander and lies. On it is many a strong spirit broken, and with it, many a good purpose dies. It springs from the lips of the thoughtless each morning, and robs us of courage we need through the day. It rings in our ears like a timely sent warning, and laughs when we falter and fall by the way. Can't is the father of feeble endeavor, the parent of terror and half-hearted work. It weakens the efforts of artisans clever, and makes of the toiler an indolent shirk. It poisons the soul of the man with a vision. It stifles in infancy many a plan. It greets honest toiling with open derision, and mocks at the hopes and the dreams of a man. Can't is a word none should speak without blushing. To utter it should be a symbol of shame. Ambition and courage it daily is crushing. It blights a man's purpose and shortens his aim. Despise it with all of your hatred of error. Refuse it the lodgment it seeks in your brain. Arm against it as a creature of terror, and all that you dream of you someday shall gain. Can't is the word that is foe to ambition, an enemy ambushed to shatter your will. Its prey is forever the man with a mission, and bows but to courage and patience and skill. Hate it with hatred that's deep and undying, for once it is welcomed, 'twill break any man. Whatever the goal you are seeking, keep trying, and answer this demon by saying, I can. Edgar A. Guest, the author of this poem, was born in 1881 on August 20th in Birmingham, England. At 17 years old, he got a job at a newspaper company and later ended up working there full-time. In 1904, he started writing a poem for that newspaper company every day. His poems were often short and about everyday life. He was often called the poet of the people, and he ended up writing over 11,000 poems in his lifetime. He died in 1959 in Detroit at the age of 77. This poem, Can't, was written in 1916. When I first read it, I was speechless. This poem contains so many insights on courage, confidence, and human nature in general. The poem tells us how important it is to believe in yourself and others by saying, I can, or you can. In the poem, Can't is personified as a thief and an enemy who hates us and wants to steal our courage. This enemy can only be cast away if we have patience, skill, and most importantly, the confidence to do so. This poem truly shows Edgar A. Guest at his best. This poem says that the only thing stopping you from fulfilling your dreams and reaching your goals is yourself. You are stopping yourself by saying, I can't do it. When we tell ourselves this, we stop striving for great things, we stop trying to reach our goals, and we stop trying to fulfill our dreams. All of this is because we tell ourselves, since we can't do it, why bother? This poem shows us that the only reason we can't do it is because we say we can't. I love how the author uses repetition in this poem to convey the power of the word can't. At the beginning of every stanza, the word can't is used to bring us back to the awfulness and horror of the word. He keeps repeating it in order to fill us with a sense of hopelessness. Later, he takes all that hopelessness away by saying at the very end, "I can." These two words at the end show us that no matter how dark a time is, even a little bit of light can drive the darkness back. Of course, some things we truly cannot do, but there will always be chasms we cannot cross. What is important is trying to complete the goals that you have set for yourself, but aren't doing because you are afraid you will fail. There are many times when I set a goal for myself, but quit halfway through because I don't believe I can reach the goal. Now, in the future, I wish I had kept up with those goals, because I think I could have done them had I just stuck with it and told myself I can do it. Can't is the worst word that's written or spoken, doing more harm here than slander and lies. On it is many a strong spirit broken, and with it many a good purpose dies. It springs from the lips of the thoughtless each morning, and robs us of courage we need through the day. It rings in our ears like a timely sent warning, and laughs when we falter and fall by the way. Can't is the father of feeble endeavor, the parent of terror and half-hearted work. It weakens the efforts of artisans clever, and makes of the toiler an indolent shirk. It poisons the soul of the man with a vision, it stifles in infancy many a plan. It greets honest toiling with open derision, and mocks at the hopes and the dreams of a man. Can't is a word none should speak without blushing. To utter it should be a symbol of shame. Ambition and courage it daily is crushing. It blights a man's purpose and shortens his aim. Despise it with all of your hatred of error. Refuse it the lodgment it seeks in your brain. Arm against it as a creature of terror, and all that you dream of you someday shall gain. Can't is the word that is foe to ambition, an enemy ambushed to shatter your will. Its prey is forever the man with a mission, and bows but to courage and patience and skill. Hate it with hatred that's deep and undying, for once it is welcomed, 'twill break any man. Whatever the goal you are seeking, keep trying, and answer this demon by saying, "I can."